The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Representative Lynn Bennett represents House District 114 in Charleston and Dorchester counties, and she believes students in South Carolina schools need to be taught more history. A bill proposed by the Charleston Republican directs the state superintendent of education to assign specific text for use in U.S. history instruction. As it stands now, the legislation mandates the use of materials from places like the American Revolution Institute, Hillsdale College, which is one of my favorite schools, the Heritage Foundation, and a history of the United States published in the 1870s by a former member of the Confederate States War Department, and so on. Basically, we've all seen the left trying to rewrite history, and Representative Bennett is trying to stop that. On our guest line this morning, Representative Lynn Bennett. Welcome. Good morning.
Well, good morning. How are you this morning?
I am wonderful. Always good to talk with you. How are things in Charleston today?
Well, you know, about like there. It's a little overcast, so it's going to clear up and warm up, and it's going to end up being a beautiful day again.
Yep. Let's start with why you believe students in South Carolina need more instruction in history.
Well, gosh, that list can go on forever. I mean, it's simple things like that. Our children, we live in one of the most historical states that played a part in the American Revolution, and our children don't even know about the war at Sullivan's Island, the defense of Sullivan's Island, which played an important part in the Revolutionary War. They don't know the Constitution. They don't know there's three branches of government, and that they all have equal power. One does not have more than the other, and that's probably because we're allowing the abuse of our Constitution. And they need to understand why things were done. They need to understand the Federalist Papers, the Magna Carta, the Bill of Rights, the amendments to the Constitution. They need to understand all of this, and they're not being taught these kinds of things in school. But the good news is that when I submitted this bill, I was able to find out that the State Department of Education did, in fact, have some draft criteria for a curriculum, and it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. It covered a lot of what we were covering. Of course, COVID threw everybody's schedule off. So we are working with them to implement what we want inside of the criteria that exists, and also to kind of, you know, we wanted it to be taught 6th through 12th grade. Well, they start teaching it in the 4th grade, and that's fine with me as well. I don't care what year you start training these students about how our country was developed and what we stand for. So we're working with them to just try to fit this into a system. And hopefully, you know, by next year, because I don't think we'll get it done this year, we only have 5 weeks left in a session, I want this bill to be right. I don't just want a bill, a feel-good bill. I want a bill that will work. And so I'm willing to work with them to address some of these issues. And we just passed one for colleges and universities. So any mention of colleges and universities inside of my bill will be removed, because we do have one that the Senate passed and we agreed. And I haven't heard if the governor signed it yet or not. So we're on a good road.
Yeah. Representative Lynn Bennett on our guest line this morning. You know, it's pretty clear that the left is trying to rewrite history. So what you're suggesting here is very important, because, you know, kids need to know the truth, don't they?
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, if they want to talk about the 1619 project, they need to talk about it in coordination with our real American history. And we can't, they're being indoctrinated and they need to be educated. And if you put both of them up, the facts are the facts. history is history. If you follow the Cincinnati Society, you will find out that they have documented, they were created shortly after the Revolutionary War, just to make sure this country never forgot the history of our founding documents and our founders. So, you know, you can just put the facts up there, and the facts will speak for themselves. And that was kind of my goal.
Yeah.
We can't indoctrinate them. We need to teach them to think and discern and be able to make decisions about true information and what isn't true. And this 1619 Project, whether parents realize it or not, is being taught in our schools, although it's not part of our curriculum, and it's not supposed to be. It's not part of our curriculum is why. So we are working to address that any way we can to make sure that our children are smart. We don't want our children not to be educated, I don't think.
I would agree with you. I think we all realize the importance of that. And it looks like that a lot of your colleagues agree with that as well. I mean, you had over 50-plus co-sponsors. Looks like the support is there, right?
The support is there, yes, sir, and I'm so glad for that, because we recognize the problem that we're all facing. So once they realized what this was all about, they all started getting on board, and we're doing very well. In fact, I think that's the reason it's finally gotten a hearing in the subcommittee, is because enough people took an interest in this bill to move it forward.
Yeah. Now, what kind of response have you received from the South Carolina Department of Education?
Well, the Department of Education is working with me on the bill. They do support it. They do support the principles of the bill. We're just trying to fix it so that it fits how they set up their curriculum and their schedule. You know, they have this crazy scheduling system here called block scheduling that's used in, well, middle school and high schools, really. How do we fit that into that kind of a block? It's not the greatest scheduling tool in the world, but it's what we have, and we can get it to fit in there. I know that there are teachers associations that don't agree with it, but I don't understand why, to be honest with you. I do not understand why. You know, they're the ones that are bringing in this material that's not part of the state education criteria. So we just have to find a way to address that.
Yeah, it is puzzling why a teacher would object to this. I noticed that as far as where you would like some of the material to come from, you mentioned like Hillsdale College. Now, what a great school Hillsdale is. I've had the opportunity to be up there several times over the past several years. And they're teaching the kids what these kids need to hear.
Right, and we will probably, those were just kind of like suggestions or recommendations of the kinds of places that you can get your materials, but it's being interpreted as picking out special interests. So we will probably change that wording to what's the word I'm looking for?
Well, I think the point is that you want their curriculum is fantastic. I mean, they're teaching the truth. They're teaching true history there. And whether you name Hillsdale College or the Heritage Foundation or any of these groups, I think the point is you just want the truth to be told.
That's right. We just want to set the criteria so that the right information is procured from the right places. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Representative Lynn Bennett, it's always a pleasure to talk with you, and thank you for doing this. It got my attention. I saw an article in the state newspaper the other day, and I thought, you know, I need to catch up because this is much needed. This is a very, very important work.
Well, I appreciate your support and the support of your listeners in contacting their representatives to stay behind this bill.
Well, we will certainly, we'll put the call out there. Have a great Monday. Thank you for your time.
You as well. Thank you.
Always good to speak with you. It's 7:44. Representative Lynn Bennett, if you agree that kids need to be taught history, then call your representative and let them know you want them to support this bill to teach history, real history, in our state schools.